What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. This is the second episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of West Montgomery. West Montgomery is one of the most beloved musicians to emerge from Naptown and an international icon of jazz guitar. In episode one, we focused on West Montgomery's early work with the Lionel Hampton Orchestra. We also listened to early recordings with his brothers, Buddy and Monk. On this week's show, we'll explore the rise of West Montgomery as a star player in jazz music. West received his first significant national exposure, recording with his brothers, Buddy and Monk. During the 1950s, the Montgomery brothers recorded a series of sessions for the West Coast label Pacific Jazz. Up next, we'll hear three tracks the Montgomery brothers recorded in Los Angeles in 1958. Montgomery Land Funk, Summertime, and Love for Sale. That was the Montgomery Brothers with Love for Sale, recorded in 1958. And this is the second episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of West Montgomery. West turned 35 years old in 1958. At this point, he was a veteran in the local music scene, but he was still struggling to make a living playing guitar. By day, West worked at Polk's Dairy on East 16th Street, and by night, he performed at jazz clubs across the city, including the Missile Room, a popular after-hours club that opened in the Avenue neighborhood in 1958. It was during a performance at the Missile Room on September the 7th of 1959 that West's career took a dramatic turn. Earlier that night, the jazz star Cannonball Adderley was performing at the Indiana Theater as part of the Newport Jazz Festival tour. After the gig, Cannonball made a trip to the Missile Room. He was floored by what he heard. The next day, Cannonball called his record label in New York, Riverside Records, urging them to sign the dynamic guitar maestro he heard in Naptown. By the end of the year, Wes had released his debut album as a session leader. We'll listen to a track from that record soon. But first, let's hear an example of the music that Cannonball heard at the Missile Room. Recorded live at the Missile Room in 1958, this is Wes Montgomery for The Night in Tunisia. That was Wes Montgomery for The Night in Tunisia, recorded live at Indiana Avenue's Missile Room in 1958. Wes was discovered by saxophonist Cannonball Adderley at the Missile Room in 1959. When Wes issued his debut album on Riverside Records, he recorded a tribute to the Missile Room titled Missile Blues. We'll hear that track now. From 1959, this is the Wes Montgomery Trio, featuring Paul Parker on drums and Mel Rhine on organ. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Wes Montgomery after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. This is the second episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Wes Montgomery. Before the break, we heard a track from Wes's debut album for Riverside Records. Wes recorded for Riverside from 1959 to 1963. Many jazz critics consider Wes's recordings for Riverside to be the best examples of his work. Up next, we'll hear two tracks from Wes's second album, The Incredible Jazz Guitar of Wes Montgomery, recorded in 1960. This is Wes Montgomery with 4-on-6 and Mr. Walker. Was Wes Montgomery with Mr. Walker from his classic 1960 album, The Incredible Jazz Guitar of Wes Montgomery. Up next, we'll hear two tracks from Wes's 1961 album for Riverside Records, titled So Much Guitar. This is Twisted Blues and While We're Young. Thank you. That was Wes Montgomery with While We're Young. This is the second episode in our three-part series celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Wes Montgomery. Up next, we'll hear another classic track Wes recorded for the Riverside label. From the 1963 album Boss Guitar, this is Trick Bag, featuring Mel Ryan on organ. That was Wes Montgomery with Trick Bag. We'll end this week's show with a track from the 1963 album Fusion, a unique recording that featured Wes Montgomery performing with a string section, a sound Wes returned to on his albums with Verve and CTI Records. This is Wes Montgomery with God Bless the Child. That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in to the second edition of our three-part series celebrating the 100th anniversary of Wes Montgomery's birth. Stay tuned for part three as we explore the final recordings of Wes Montgomery. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.